He says the new rules will combat toxic air emissions. Kentucky Congressman Ed Whitfield is the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Energy and Power. He joins me now. Hi there, Congressman.
Hello. Good afternoon to you.
You too. So the EPA is announcing these new regulations, they say, to limit mercury basically from spewing into the environment. Now, that sounds like a good thing. Why are you opposed to it?
Well, first of all, that's not actually the case. There are already strict regulations relating to mercury emissions. All of the hearings that we held on this utility regulation indicated that overwhelmingly the benefits would come from reduced particulate matter, not mercury at all. So EPA is being very misleading on that issue.
Now, the EPA estimates, according to them, that this new rule would create 9,000 long-term jobs, and of course, it didn't calculate, and here's where the rub is, the jobs that would be lost from closing some of these utility companies. Do you buy the 9,000 new jobs claim?
No, I do not. We've had extensive hearings on this. Those are pure speculative numbers. It's so interesting. This EPA indicates that when they issue new regulations, they're always going to create new jobs. That has not been the case. We do know that there will be a significant loss of jobs because many coal-powered plants are going to be closed as a result of this regulation, and EPA never considers the cost in the communities where the jobs are lost.
See, here's the balancing act. Obviously, jobs versus health or versus the environment. Because as I'm sure you know, for the past several years, doctors have been advising pregnant women not to eat any fish when they're pregnant because the mercury levels are so high in fish. So what to do about this? Obviously, whatever controls the EPA has in place are not working if our fish are tainted.
Well, let me just say this to you. The scientists that testified before our committee were unanimous in the view that there's not going to be any benefit from this new regulation in reducing mercury levels. All of the benefits were calculated from the reduction of particulate matter, which is already covered under ambient air quality standard regulations. This is about closing coal plants, and that's precisely what it's about.
And what about closing those coal plants? If they come offline, if they are closed, what happens to the power grid and to the electricity in states where these coal plants are now?
Well, we have a number of concerns. First of all, as you know, our economy is sputtering. Electricity is a tremendous component in economic growth and the price of electricity. So one of the other concerns we have with this is what you're talking about, and that is reliability. Because many plants are going to have to be closed. Many other plants are going to have to be retrofitted with new equipment. And by the way, the cost on this looks like it's going to be in excess of $10 billion through the year 2030. So reliability is a tremendous issue, and EPA does not have any interest in that whatsoever.
Well, Congressman Ed Whitfield, thanks so much for coming in and explaining all of this to us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
We're getting new reports today that a Christmas tree